Looking for a good book? If so, this is a broadcast for you. Hi, I'm Cameron and I'm your host for ColeyCast number 45. This year, Mr. Coley's class did literature circles. Literature circles is where students get put into groups of 3, 4, or 5, choose a book, and after a week they discuss the book. In this broadcast, students in room 34 are going to tell you about their favorite literature circle book. Thank you for listening. Now here's Angela.
Hello, I'm Angela, and I'm going to tell you about an extraordinary book called Among the Hidden, written by Margaret Peterson Haddix. This book takes place in a whole new country. In this country, there's a law that says if you have more than 2 children, the third child is illegal. This law is here because the government is trying to save food. The main character, Luke Garner, is a third child hiding from the population police. Everything is already not going well for Luke when he discovers something that will change his life. I would recommend this awesome book to anyone who likes mysteries, adventure, and much, much more exciting details. This is only the first book in this series, and my literature circle group read the first 4 books, and we are all convinced that something else is going to happen next. Thank you for listening to ColeyCast number 45 of the class of 2009-2010.
Hi, I'm Josh, and I'm going to tell you about an amazing book called Hatchet, written by Gary Paulson. It all started when Brian was sent to see his father in Canada. When, oh, my chest! The pilot had just had a heart attack. What's Brian gonna do next? Now that the pilot is dead, Brian has to crash land the plane in the Canadian forest. Will he survive? Find out more in the book Hatchet. My literature circle group agreed on this book because we like survival, adventure, and Gary Paulson's books. On a scale from 1 to 10, we would give this book a 9.5. Thank you for listening. Now here's Anthony M.
Hi, my name is Anthony, and you just heard Josh talk about Hatchet by Gary Paulson. He has written many books like Wood Song and The River. This book is also by Gary Paulson. It's called The Chainsaw Saga. Mark, the main character, is an adventurous boy who has hiked for several days in the desert. He finds a mysterious blue light that transports him to a mystical place. There are weird-looking monkey-like creatures, and the grass in this place is burnt red. After traveling for miles, Mark discovers that he's not alone. Do you think Mark will return in time for his parents not to call the police? Get this book. It is really amazing. Can you find a more mystical book like this one? Our literature circle group also like this book because it has very short chapters. So if you're going to read the Chainsaw Saga, you might read more chapters than you normally do. This book is really, and I mean really, exciting. Thanks for listening to my segment. Bye.
Mwahahaha! That's the sound of one of the evil characters in this amazing book. Hi, I'm Sarah, and that amazing book I'm talking about is called The Key to Rondo, written by Emily Rada. The Key to Rondo is about a boy named Leo and his cousin named Mimi. Leo's great aunt passed on a magical music box to him, the most responsible boy in the family. But this music box comes with a set of rules that no one in the family disobeys. Wind the box 3 times only. Never wind the box while the music plays. Never close the lid until the music has stopped. And never move the box while the music plays. But when weird cousin Mimi visits, she becomes the first in the family to disobey the rules, and it changes everything. She does everything Leo doesn't want her to do. It becomes more than disastrous. Our group thought this book was fantastic because this book is adventurous, mysterious, and thrilling. Want to find out more? Read it. Here's Tori with another amazing book.
Hi, I'm Tori, and if you're looking for a book, stay tuned for my segment on Fever 1793, written by Laurie Halse Anderson. This book is historical fiction. That means it's based on a true story, but they made up the characters in the book. Fever 1793 took place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Fever 1793 was when there was a fever that swept through most of Philadelphia, killing hundreds and thousands of people. Then Matilda, the main character, had to leave with her grandpa, who lived out in the country, because of the fever. Matilda had to leave her family and her house because her mom was afraid that Matilda would get the fever. Matilda was afraid that she wasn't going to see her family again. If we would rate this book on a scale from 1 to 10, we would give it a 10 because it's interesting and actually happened in real life. If you want to know what happens next, you should go get the book and read it over the summer.
Have you ever had a problem picking out a book? I know I have. Hi, I'm Desiree, and our favorite book in literature circles was Mr. Popper, Penguin, by Robert Lawson. In this book, Mr. Popper loves penguins. Can't you tell by the title? Well, anyway, this book is about Mr. Popper sending a message to Admiral Drake, saying how good the movie was about the penguin. Admiral Drake liked the message so much, he sent Mr. Popper a surprise. It was a penguin. If you want to find out the adventures that Mr. Popper does with the penguin, then get this book at your local library.
Hi, I'm Caesar, and I'm going to tell you about the book Dragon Keeper by Carol Wilkinson. The book Dragon Keeper is a very adventurous book about a slave girl on Hongli Mountain. The slave girl is the dragon keeper of the last two dragons. Then she forgot to feed them. Do you want me to tell you about what happens next? Well, I can't tell you. If you want to hear more, you're going to have to read the book. On a scale of 1 to 10, I and my group give it a 9. It's a very adventurous book and a detailed.
What's your favorite type of book? Is it adventure? If it is, stay tuned for my segment. Hi, I'm Matthew, and I'm going to tell you about Dragon Rider by Cornelia Funke. A forest brownie, which is a cat, a human named Ben, and a dragon named Fire Drake are the main characters. But before Ben came, the dragon and the brownie lived in a peaceful valley. Humans tried to kill them and take over the valley, so the dragon and the brownie go to find a mythical place. During the journey, they encounter Ben, and he becomes their third partner. Will they find a mythical place, or will they not? If you want to know more, you will have to read the book. The reason why I like this book is because it's filled with adventure.
Thanks for listening. Well, I hope you've enjoyed ColeyCast number 45 and found a book you would like to read. Have a great day. Bye.